Please, if you're, if you can, Rio, anybody sitting back that way, can we move up a little bit? Please, please. Thank you so much. I hope we have enough copies for everybody. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, Rock, can you play that Fred Hammond? This song that Pastor Rob is about to play is a song that led me back to the Lord. I was backslidden. I really didn't have a direction. I didn't have any understanding, but I knew that if I was going to get on track, it was going to have to be through God that was going to get it done for me. And this song, okay. And this song really is the song that led me back. I heard the song, and a friend of mine made a CD for me that she kind of knew my condition, and I would every day play this song, and the Lord used this man of God that's singing this song to bring me back into the fold. And every time I hear it, it almost brings tears to my eyes because I know where I was at when this song was out. Go ahead, Rob, play it, please. I thank God for that. I really thank God for that song. Now, We only gonna touch on one gift today. I gotta just tell you, it's hard. The Lord is downloading so much. See, He tricked me. And he used Pastor Oz. Yeah, Bird, I want you to teach you on the gifts of the Spirit. He tricked me because, see, I'm thinking like, oh man, I can go ahead and teach on that real quick. This is gonna be easy. But it's not. Because He's busy showing me new avenues of Himself. And He knows I'm the kind, I wanna grasp it. I wanna hold on to it. I don't wanna just touch you and let you go. I wanna hold on and get all I can get. I'm like Jacob was. You're not just gonna bless me and go. So I said, okay, Lord, I ain't gonna get through all this. He said, make copies. This right here is so, so powerful. I'm not gonna get through it all. I'm gonna tell you right now, the Lord wants to minister. He wants to touch His people today. So I'm thinking 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, I'll minister this, take it home. Read it for yourself. It's power in here. I'm talking about, man, I couldn't stop crying this morning. I was reading over this just to get ready. And I'm looking at God's, his sovereignty and His power to where He says, okay, Devin, okay, Matt, today I'm going to use you. I can't even fathom that. I can't even fathom Him saying, Bird, the thug, the hoodlum, the gang member, the robber, the thief. It's hard for me to get that sometimes. But I had to realize it's not about my past. It's what Jesus did that brings me to this place to where God can use me. But not only me, all of us. I'm just going to do a couple scriptures. I'm going to read a little bit, and then I'm going to stop when the Lord says stop, and I'm going to let Pastor begin to take over. And where's where did she go? I saw her. always sits here. Where's Daisy? Oh, I'm going to need her. I'm going to need her. It's a few people that God gave me words for. And that's why I'm not going to get done with it, but I'm going to do. Last time I took a little while because it was a lot that he had impressed upon me. And some people left, but it's not going to be like that today. Please stay. I'm going to tell you something, Justin. The Lord gave me a word for you, Amber, Mary, and your husband, Pastor Oz, you and Ma. And I'm going to deliver him today. Amen. Okay, let me pray. Father God, just use me. I'm open. I'm just a vessel. I'm humbled by what you're doing with me now. And I just ask that you have your way and that you bless your people today with this word. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, on the handout, it says, Faith as a gift. Faith as depicted in the New Testament in its various aspects always agrees with the definition given in Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. The assurance. The conviction of things not seen. Yet the essential nature of faith expresses itself in distinct but related forms. Faith to live by, 1, 2. Faith as a gift, 3. Faith as fruit. Now, I'm going to drop down and I'm going to start right here under the nature of spiritual gifts. In 1 Corinthians 12 on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Paul opens the chapter with now concerning spiritual gifts. Brethren, I do not want you to be unaware. These gifts are powerful. And they're for all of us. They're for all of us. They're not just for me or for pastor or prop. They're for everybody. You have to take the time to seek out God. I'm going to say this. If you got a home computer, eSword, it's all kind of Bible programs that have the strong concordance that will give you the Greek and the Hebrew. Go in there, download that thing, it's free, and use it to help you better to understand what some of these words mean. Because just in our Holy Bible, some of the words were translated. And in the translation, it kind of got away from what God really wants to say. That's where studying comes in at. That's where seeking Him for yourself comes in at. Praying comes in at. Meditating. I'm going to say this, and I say this all the time. Turn off the TV. Turn off the cell phone. That's the only way. That's the only way to get what God really got for you, because He's not going to be in competition with another distraction. He wants to give us this. This is why I had to copy this. Man, there's so much in here. I wish I could cover it all, but I can't. But you go home and you read it and don't allow yourself to be distracted from getting what's in here. Man, there's some points in here that's going to bless your socks off. Okay. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit. What did it say? But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Not just for you. For your brothers, for your sisters, for unbelievers, for those co-workers, for those family members. Amen. Whoever God places in your ministry path, that's who it's for. Watch this. For one is given the word of wisdom, through the Spirit, another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by one Spirit, to another the effecting of miracles, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually, just as he wills. Now, let's go to Hebrews 11, 1. I'm going to break down just a few words and kind of give you what faith is, and I'm going to break down a couple of the things that I wanted to point on, and then we're going to allow God to have his way. When you have it, say amen. Hebrews 11, 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I researched this, and I looked at this pretty good. And I was like, okay, Lord, show me what it is in this one scripture that you want me to pull out. And he said, okay, break down faith in the Greek. The Greek word for faith is pistis. It's the conviction. It's the conviction that God exists and is the creator and ruler of all things. It's a conviction. Can't nobody sway you. Can't nobody tell you it ain't God. Can't nobody tell you it's not a God. Can't nobody tell you it's not your God. Because you have a witness down on the inside, which is the Holy Spirit, that tells you that God exists, that tells you that God made the sun, the moon, the cloud, the stars. He made you. He's not only the ruler of all things, but the provider and bestower of eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. That's who God is. And it's and faith is the conviction in that. You're not going to be swayed. Watch this. Let's look at substance. In the Greek, it's hypostasis. Substance is confidence, firm trust, assurance. Assurance. That God is who he says he is. That God will perform the promises that he said he would. Amen? Then I looked up evidence. I said, wow, Lord, this is pretty good. Elenginkos. A proof. The Greek is elenginkos. A proof that by which a thing is proven or provided or tested. Then I have another one that says, an outward manifestation of an inward assurance. See, faith is what our foundation is set on. The scriptures say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It said, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Without that, you can't access God. But the gift of faith is not this faith. This faith is for salvation. This faith is for God to be able to continue to teach you and continue to get you where he's going. But the gift of faith, it takes over where that faith ends. The gift of faith is supernatural. You don't have no control over when this thing is going to hit you. Remember I told you about the Lord was showing me people in wheelchairs? And then he wanted me to begin to go up to him and pray for him and lay hands on him? Well, now I understand how it works. I'm not doing it. I can only do it when he tells me to do it.
That's right.
I can only do it when he's ready to do it. The gift of faith is not my gift. It's the gift that comes along with me believing that the Holy Spirit is God himself working in me.
Amen.
See? And so when I was like, the Lord's like, let me show you something. He said, you ready to do it now, ain't you? I'm like, yes. But you gotta be sensitive. You can't be worried about time. You can't be worried about where you gotta go and what you gotta do. Because somebody's ability to walk or somebody's arm grow out may be dependent upon you being tapped in. You are representative of the kingdom. We have to teach ourselves and get in a position to be always open to allow God to use us. Man, he started showing me some of y'all. Y'all are so powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. And you just gotta know that it's not about where you are right now. Man, I was at work and I was kind of going over some things that's been happening and going on in my life. And the Lord's like, hey, snap out of that. He said, snap out of that. He said, that's who you are in the flesh. He said, your flesh ain't got nothing good going on anyway. He said, but in the spirit, you're an eagle. Look. And I seen myself and I remember a word that a Pastor Ken gave me. He said, Bird, you're going to soar. And the Lord showed me as an eagle. He said, everything that the enemy throws at you, you soar right over that thing and through that thing. He said, that's who you are in the spirit. He said, quit worrying about your deficiencies and your incapabilities in the flesh. And concentrate on who I am in you in the spirit and get done what I need to get done. Oh, boy. That's when I started to see. Okay. He said, some of them you're going to go up to. He said, you're going to lay hands on them and you're going to pray for them. He said, the gift of faith. He said, sometimes it happens right then. He said, but sometimes it's not going to be dependent upon you. It's going to be dependent upon what they do. Mm. He said, it might take a little while. And that's when, see, because that's where the big question mark came was that leg getting ready to pop out when I touched him? And was I going to have to be able to learn how to deal with this miracle situation? And he said, no. He said, because when it happens, you just walk on away and you did your job, keep going. But I'm going to say this. Supernatural faith makes things happen. Let me hear the scripture real quick. Watch this and then we're going to. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Luke 8, 22 through 25. Now, this is a good one. Luke 8:22. I'm going to do one or two more, and then we're going to pray. It's supernatural. Remember, it's not you. It's nothing you can do to deserve this. It's only you being open with a desire to do something for the Lord. He's not going on what you did before or how you did. He's not going on that. He's going on you being accessible to be used. That's why prayer and fasting, all that is so important. Okay, Luke 8, 22. This is funny. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. That is funny. That is funny because Jesus, he kind of knew what was going to happen out here. He's always attempting to teach a lesson. And here's one here that he had, but he already kind of knew something was going to go on. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he rose and rebuked the wind and the raging waters, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? Because he had to show them this. Hey, why you didn't do it? Why you didn't say, wind stop, storm stop? Because they didn't have the understanding of what they had in them. They didn't understand yet of what that God was developing in them through each one of these incidents. Each one of the things that he took them through built their faith up to get them ready for the mission. See, and so Jesus, he already had that understanding of how faith works. Because he knows that after your faith ends, if it's God's will to get it done, he imparts that thing to you, and you do it, and it happens. And that's all Jesus did. He already knew God could rebuke the wind and the sea, and then they would be okay. And that's what he did. One more scripture. Let's see where I want to go. Now, it was one incident where Jesus walk past a fig tree. This is the one that really got me. He walked past the fig tree. He was hungry, wanted to get some, and there was no figs on there. And Jesus cursed that tree. And then the next day, they walked by that tree, going back out of town, and the tree was dried up. And he told the disciples, said, hey, man, the tree dried up. Jesus said, have faith in God. But the Lord showed me something. He said, no, they needed the God kind of faith. Did you catch that? See, we can have faith, but we don't walk around with supernatural faith every day. We have to wait on him to initiate that gift. Have God kind of faith. We have a long way to go to be able to understand how God operates. Our faith, okay, if I walk over here and say, man, I'm tired. Would I sit down if I didn't think this chair would hold me? See, that's the same kind of faith you got to have when you bow to pray about your situations. You got to already know God gonna do it. got to have a conviction and assurance. Now, it can't be fleshly stuff. Oh, God, I want that purple Cadillac I saw at the dealership. Yay, Lord. No, we're talking about ministry. We're talking about helping other people. We're talking about getting out of ourselves. Oh, he'll move then. He'll move then. But we have to have an assurance that just as we sit down, oh, this is comfortable, that God is going to honor our prayers. But that's where faith comes in at. Now, take this home. Study it good. It's some good, good stuff in here. But the gift operates supernaturally, only according to when God. Okay, it's a passage up here. I'll read that and then let me see which page it's on. Okay, it said God retains the initiative. Let's go there. When supernatural faith is given in a specific situation to meet a specific need, it remains under God's direct control, for it is God's own faith. This is how powerful this gift is. But the funny thing about it, all 9 of the spiritual gifts operate this way. Now, the word of wisdom and word of knowledge is a little different, because these are power gifts. See, these gifts, faith, healing, and miracles, it's a power that comes over you, and you will know it. You will know when that thing hits you that God want to do something. People's hands get hot and start burning up with real hot when God want to lay hands on people. Me in my stomach, when he really want to deliver a message and I'm kind of fighting with it, and my stomach will start balling up. And that's the Holy Spirit saying, come on, release that thing. You'll know. Watch this. For it is God's own faith. He gives it or withholds it at his discretion. Faith is like all other spiritual gifts concerning which Paul said, but one of the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. The key phrase at the end is just as he wills, meaning God himself determines when and to whom he will impart each of these gifts. The initiative is with God, not with man. I want y'all to understand. These gifts are so powerful. And I know it's people in here that have, who's an apostle? Who's God been dealing with and tugging on about being an apostle? What about a prophet? Who has the prophetic mantle? Yep, I knew you did. I know you, Teresa. I know mom and I know dad does. See, it should be 10 hands. Because mom and dad, they got to send people out, it's, you know? But we have to teach more on it so that people can kind of recognize who they are. See, he's endeavoring to get us to the place to where we hear him say it and we just go do it. Crazy people. Dad want to see signs, miracles, and wonders, and I do too. I want to see crazy. I want to see some limbs grow back. I want to see some people that couldn't hear. Some eyes open up and people can see. I want to see that stuff. And I think that's why the Lord is using me to go on about this, because it's a desire down inside me to see it. I need Daisy. Can somebody get Daisy for 1 minute, please? Dad, I'm going to turn it over to you. It's a couple of words I want to give. Amber, please come up. Father God, have your way today. Have your way, Lord. Right here. Come on, come on. Come on, Pastor, help me out here. Boy, you are special to the kingdom. You are special to the kingdom. I really don't know all of what God is doing, but I hear God saying, prophetic evangelism. Prophetic evangelism. He wants to use you. He's saying, evangelist. 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 The word I have is that you are on a level. We have a powerful, powerful brother. His name is Steve Fato. That's what God wants to do with you. This dude is off the charts. He's off the charts. And see, that prophetic evangelism, you're going to go out and you're going to be teaching and sharing with people, and then you're just going to begin to prophetically tell them things that they would never know. And God is going to use you to draw many, many unbelievers to the body that way. See, because it's in that, how could she know? It had to be God that's going to draw the people to him. Father God, we release that thing right now. We ask and we pray that you use Amber prophetically. Father God, bless her evangelistically with all the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding that she needs, Father God. Launch her out, Lord God. We activate her, Lord God, and release her in Jesus' name. Amen.
The other thing too, Amber, is that, and by the way, we said we're going to have 3 words in 3 weeks, and they're going to set the course for where our church is going. We did holiness last week. God's going to deal with character. We're dealing with faith this week. God's going to deal with power. And actually, Amber's going to give the third word next week. She's going to preach. And I believe that'll be the beginning of your prophetic gift moving in this house. God's given you a platform to see it begin. But the other thing that I see in Amber, above and beyond that, too, I just see leadership. And for me, leadership means the making of disciples. I believe you're being discipled now, and you're just going to continue to be discipled. But I see a gift of leadership in you where you're going to raise up other disciples. And the closest that I can come to describing it just from the gift ministry mix, there's a pastoral gifting there. There's a real pastoral gifting coming up in you too. And I know that's an unusual mix to have prophetic evangelism on one hand and to be pastoral on the other, but I mean, I got 2 gifts in me. I can teach and I can move prophetically, and sometimes they like pull me in opposite directions, but that's okay. God will work those things out in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
The Lord is saying, this teaching today on faith, you take this home. It's what the Lord showed me in my bedroom. He said, you take this home. And you get this in your system. You get this down in your spirit. He said, and he is going to break your family out. He said, he's going to break your family out. He said, enough is enough. It's by faith, Daisy. It's not your character. It's not your content. It's by faith. You got to arrest that thing in Jesus' name. Lord, and even release the prophetic to her. Release that prophetic that she will begin to speak and open up her mouth, Lord God, that regardless of where she is or what's going on, that she will speak your word, that she will set the captives free, and that she will bless those that thought that they couldn't be blessed In the name of Jesus, amen. Justin, gonna break you out. You take that home and you study that and you watch. Justin, the Lord we all have growing to do, even me. Raise your hands. Prophetic evangelism. He showed me this weeks ago, but he wants you to bed down. You know, when you bed down, you remember a foxhole that they would dig in the army to get down in there and be able to see the enemy and shoot out of. He wants you to bed down in the spirit. And he wants you to not be over here and over there. And he wants you to be solid. And he's going to bless you to be able to speak to others. And people will change. People will believe. It's a set of people that God has for you. Your story. Your background. When you tell them, they're going to want what you have. Because they know that God is real. If he changed you, that he could change them. Father God, release it unto him. The prophetic evangelism in the name of Jesus. Let him walk it out. Yeah, it's some things God needs to do with you, but it's some things he needs to do with all of us. But you just be obedient. Lord, speak to him. Show him what to do to set him up, to get him in place, to receive your gift, Lord God. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Justin, you're very gifted, and the gifts of the Spirit are going to continue to come. What God is doing in your life is building character in your life. He's building character. New wine needs a new wineskin, and I believe the Lord sent you here to Lord of the Harvest. You know, character building is difficult for all of us, like Bird said. Here I am, as old as I am, God is still dealing with me. I mean, I'm going through right now, through the ringer, and that's why, like, the word Mariusz gave me was so encouraging. And it's never any fun to be disciplined and character formation, but it's God. It's a good time. And God sent you here to be in the middle of people who love you and care about you, and we're not all overly impressed by gifts, and we're not overly upset by people's failures. That's just kind of how we are, because we kind of look at ourselves in the mirror and say, "Geez, no, nobody could be worse than I am." So that gives us a whole lot of mercy for everybody else. But here's what I saw: the Lord said, "This house that you have right now, it's a prophetic picture of you." That house has so much potential. It's so awesome, but it needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of work. And the Lord said, "You're the house." And the Lord says, "That's what he's doing. There's vision, there's potential, there's all kind of great, awesome things that are going to come out of that house, and it's going to look awesome and wonderful. And you got the mind and the brain and the visual imagery to see all of it, to see what it's going to become, but it needs a lot of work." And the Lord says, that's what he's doing with you. You're that house. And it's going to be a great house. It's going to be a wonderful house. It's going to be an awesome house. There's just a lot of work that needs to be done on it. And God's doing that. And the house is going to, it's going to be built. And it's going to be founded. And it is going to be wonderful. And it is going to be awesome. And it's going to be used for God's glory. Thank you, Lord, for Justin, in Jesus' name.
Sure. You know, it was 1 year ago today I walked into this place. And I thought Christianity was ridiculous because I saw no evidence that God actually did something. I was like, I didn't want to die and go to heaven. That's not the point of being Christian. And when I walked into a courtroom last Thursday, the people who threw me away for something I didn't even do, and God told me to ask them if I could ask the judge if I could have a beer at Scott Grossjean's wedding. And I go, that's amazing. That's not the God that I thought you were. And I asked that judge, can I have a beer? And she looks at me with respect, the prosecutor, the same prosecutor you saw. She's going, I object to this, I object. And I turned around and I said, you know, I DJ'd for you. You danced to the music that I DJ'd for. And I didn't drink at all because God wasn't, and he's telling me to ask if I could have a beer at my friend's wedding. And the judge goes, go ahead and talk to your probation officer. I think that'll be, and something broke there. It's about character. It's not about beer or no beer. It's not about, it's like all these beautiful things in our lives, God will bring to fruition if we have the forbearance to go through it and suffer to get to the promised land. That's the whole point of the wilderness, is to break us so we can actually have those things that God wants us to have without it turning us into idolatrous, godless people once again. And it's just, I love this church. You people are so weird. In Jesus' name, amen.
They're right.
Yeah, we are. All of us. See, the Lord spoke something to me, and it just really messed me up. And then I'm gonna keep going. I was like, Lord, why does it seem like people don't like me? And he said, because you're different. Hurry back, Mary. Hurry back. He said, because you're different. And he said, you're a prophet. He said, look at all the people that you like in the Bible. I love Joseph and Dan. He said, man, they were so weird. Elijah. He said, they were weird. He said, that's why Elijah was all out by himself. Another miracle. The ravens fed him. He knew God was going to bless him. How does a carnivorous bird bring you meat and bread? See, we're weird because we're not of the earth. We're of God's kingdom. We've been transformed and renewed. Amen? That's what it's saying. So I was wondering, oh, okay. He's like, the people at the job ain't supposed to like you. He said, you work twice as hard. You stay twice as long. You showing them up. Every time they be like, Adrian. Man, that hood just came out of paint. It's like 4:45. That hood just came out of paint. It's gonna take another couple more hours to get the hood ready to go on the truck in the morning, Adrian. I'm like, I got it, man. They're like, okay, and they hurry up and leave before I change my mind. They know who to come to, and that's that character. I couldn't have it if it wasn't the Lord in me, because my flesh wanna do as least as possible at work. But when the Spirit kicks in, it moves you to work harder, to go further, and allow God to use you. Mom and Dad, please come up. This word right here really messed me up. You all are apostles. See, that's how humble. They're apostles. The Lord said, they're apostles. He said, they are apostles. I'm like, okay, they're apostles. He said, the finances may not be where you want them to be down here on earth, but he said, your account in heaven is full. He said, wait till you get there. He said, wait. He said, all of y'all been through and all that y'all been doing, he said, yeah, it's not kind of calculating up and coming to black and to prosperous on earth. He said, but your kingdom account is full. You've helped so many people and done so many things, it's nowhere in the world. You can't be full. that's countless times that you helped me, and I only been here 7 years, but you've been in ministry 40 something. Pastor, you and Mom, it's no words to describe how blessed you are. I've said this once before, man. It's hard to find pastors like this. You come, they give you room to grow. They don't put demands on you. They're not trying to control your life. And we thank God for your gift and for you. God said, just continue to trust, continue to go forth. But your account in heaven is full. In Jesus' name. Mary and Cap, please come up. Just a couple more, Pastor. You going to take it over? Amen. Amen. Now these are just who the Lord showed me. I love you guys, man. I do. It's something that God is. I heard the Lord say, I sent you here not necessarily to learn the right way to do things, but to learn the kingdom way of doing things. You already have a women's ministry, don't you? And for some odd reason, I keep seeing you over the men here. Look at that. I keep seeing you. Is that prophetic, Pastor? I keep seeing you. I saw you a couple of times, and you in the word, and you teaching, and it's men, and it's the men that's here because I'm in the meeting. So God is saying, you've learned some things, and it wasn't the particular way he wanted you to learn them. That's why you're here. He said, it's not a bad thing, because where I was at, I learned all the wrong way to do things. And when I got here, I'm like, man, that's really how I was supposed to go. And when I looked at scripture and when I prayed on it, the Lord is like, you're here because some of the things you've learned, you need to unlearn. Because they taught you in the capacity that they learned it. And sometimes pastors that have taught them in a way. And God is saying, no, I want you to see it another way. But the women's ministry, God is like, yeah. He's going to bless you. Continue to do that. He said, you, the men's ministry. But he's saying, sit here and learn how to set things up. Because I got a strong feeling that God is going to give you, by your faithfulness, your own.
The way I see Mary and Cap, too, it's not just what they're getting from us. But I believe also God sent you here to give us some things, too. And we really appreciate you, and we value you, and we thank you. We thank God that God has sent you. We receive what Bird says, because everywhere we go, everywhere I've ever gone, God shows me something new. He sovereignly puts me in places just to learn some things I couldn't learn elsewhere. That's true. But I also believe that you, both of you, add something to this church as well. And we appreciate that, and we receive that. But that's just what God's doing in this hour. God is bringing together, I call them unlikely yoke fellow. He's bringing people together and yoking them together for his purposes. That it's like a metal alloys. An alloy is two metals that come together to form a third metal, and the properties of that third metal is stronger than either of those two metals are individually. And it's something new and it's something different. And I also want to declare, we just thank the Lord for both of you, that what you're bringing to this house too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Maturity. I hear maturity. I have one last one. This is my sister. I love her so much. Teresa. I'm hearing two words. Now, see, the thing about the prophetic, sometimes it don't always have to be long. Some people can prophesy in this long, drawn-out words. You know, sometimes God just says a couple, one, two. But this one I hear for you, prophetess, is decree and declare. And watch it come to pass. See, the Lord honors his prophets and apostles that have that prophetic mantle on their life. Man, they can say something and they don't even really mean to say that, and that thing will come to pass just because of their standing with the Lord, their position, their place. He said, decree and declare. Decree and declare, says the Lord.
Amen. And Lord, I also share this. Teresa represents a group of us in the church who have been around since day one. And I believe, Lord, we've worked hard. We've labored hard. We've got all kind of responsibilities that come into our lives as we age. You know, we're not just parents anymore, we're grandparents. We've got so many different responsibilities with earning wages and running our families, and we've labored. And what's happened with a number of the older faithful brethren is they've just kind of, it's like they need a shot from heaven. They need some renewal. They need some revival. They need a spark. They need something to lift their weary knees and lift their weary arms. And it's like the fire of God. It's still burning, but it's not burning as powerfully as it was before. Because again, it's just because of life. It's not necessarily because of sin. It's because of life. Too much on the hard drive, just, you know, too much information on the cell phone, and you get a little pop-up that says you're about come to the end of your data right now. You need to increase your data. You don't have any more room, and I just believe, Teresa, that the Lord is going to touch a lot of those like you and others in the house who just need a fresh fire move of God, and an increase of data capacity, Lord, and just literally just move us into a new phase of life. And the Lord's going to do it with you and then use you to assist others in coming to that place in Jesus' name. Amen.
Last one. Shay. Yes. Pastor, let's lay hands on Shay. It's some activation. You see. You see, you know, you understand. Your understanding is deep. I just want to today ask God to activate you, that you will begin to speak in places to young women, to young men, to tell them the right things to do. You have that anointing. You have that ability to show them and to give it to them in a way that it will change them. Lord God, we just ask right now that as I anoint her, that you will activate her. Put your hands up. That you will activate her. That you will get her in place. Get her in position, Lord God, and you will start to use her. Use her for your glory. Use her, Lord God, to help others. Use her, Lord, to help change people's lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you for her. Amen.
Lord, you know, Shay's got a lot on her plate. She's got a lot on her plate. She's got twins. two little twin girls. She's got new business, new relationships in her life. Lord, a lot on her plate, a lot on her plate. But this is really, this is an activation of an increase in ministry. And of course, you'll say in your heart and mind, well, there is no room for an increase in ministry. But the Lord can come and empower you. That's what the activation is going to be, a release of supernatural strength, a release of supernatural gifting, a release of supernatural wisdom on how to fit it all together, a release of supernatural motivation. See, we got to be motivated to do it. We're attracted toward things we love and things we enjoy, and God's going to give you a love and an enjoyment to increase your capacity to minister in the house of God, to minister among the people to whom the Lord sends you, to minister in your family. There's going to be an increased capacity. And what it's like, the best way I can describe it, is just a light switch goes on. It's like you walk into a dark room, you're walking around in a dark room, you run into walls, you just want to sit down, you don't know what to do, but all of a sudden the light goes on, and as simple as a light going on, God can change your reality, your inner and outer reality, just like the Lord switches a light on. And it's going to come. It's like Bird says, you're not going to have to force this. It's not going to be, I better look on my schedule and I need to fit more room in. Nope, it's going to be like a light switch. Boom, all of a sudden it's going to be there and you're going to know it. And that's the activation we're declaring is going to take place. And you're going to just step into that activation, that power, that ministry, that insight, that wisdom, that faith, that anointing that God gives you. And it's going to be for the house of God. It's going to be for the purposes of the Lord. It's going to be to make disciples and minister God's grace to people. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. All right. The other church will be in here. We got 40 minutes, and what I want to do is I want to get ministers and leaders to come on up. We're going to lay hands on people. That's prayer ministers, the leaders. Those of you who need prayer, maybe you need healing, come on forth. Joyce, you got time, right? Joyce is going to be up here praying for people to be healed. Mary Jo, if you got time, you're going to be up here to pray. And people need actual physical healing, come on forth. If you want activation in the gifts, come on forth. If you just have a situation in your life, come on forth. If you want the Holy Spirit to fill you, come on forth. We're just going to open this up for prayer. So let's get some prayer teams here then together. And those of you who want prayer, come on forth. And we're releasing the rest of you in Jesus' name. Amen.